Blog Talk Radio.
Eckhart Tolle said, "Acknowledging the good that you have already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance." We're talking about that today on Perspective Power. Welcome in. I'm so glad you decided to tune into the show today, whenever you are listening. But today we are live on the 17th day of January, 2016. It is 12 noon Eastern Time. My name is Annette Rochelle Aben. This is the Perspective Power Radio Network, and you can find our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower. And I also direct you to the website of award-winning artist David Martinka. Find him at redbellymusic.com and also sunshadows.net. The man is generous enough to provide us with the theme music for our network. So I am grateful as the Dickens for that. Started the show off with a quote from Eckhart Tolle, "Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance." And the foundation for all abundance is exactly what we're talking about today on Perspective Power. You know, everybody has a different idea of what having an abundant life means to them. And it isn't right or wrong, because the abundance that you seek in your life is unique to you. So your ideas about abundance have to do with your value system. They have to do with what you feel in your life is necessary. So somebody might want an abundance of money. And many people do. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody else might want an abundance of food. Somebody else might want an abundance of romance. And what if you were somebody who wanted an abundance of friends? Or let's say companionship in general. So this may include animals. You know, somebody, I spoke to somebody last night that has 14 cats. She's happy as a clam because she loves cats. So everybody's idea of abundance is genuinely unique to what brings them happiness or what they feel will bring them happiness in their life. All right? So today, for instance, I would love it if there was an abundance of sunshine and blue skies outside. Why? Because I love looking at sunshine and blue skies. Now, I will say that as I speak, this is hysterical because I look up at the window to my right, which is a northwestern-facing window, or at least my view is, and I can see, if I crank my head just a little bit, the blue skies that are kind of peeking over the top of the treetops in my distance. Other than that, if I just look around, I see a lot of clouds, right? Not a lot of sunshine. However, the clouds are moving at a pretty decent clip, which means the more they move, the more blue sky they show me. Now, I will not base my happiness on whether or not there is an abundance of blue sky and sunshine today. However, it adds to my enjoyment of the moment because I find abundant joy in seeing blue skies and sunshine. So I think the thing that we want to look at here, when we talk about our perspective and how it fits into our life, is I can be grateful that there's blue skies and sunshine, but I don't base my ability to feel my gratitude on whether or not there are blue skies and sunshine. And it is my choice of perspective of what I am experiencing that creates that feeling inside of me. I told myself that I would feel a certain way if I see blue skies and sunshine. What I didn't tell myself was that if I don't see blue skies and sunshine, I'm going to be bummed out all day long. I'm allowing my perspective of to feel good create my attitude. And my attitude of gratitude is, I'm grateful for the day, whether there's blue skies and sunshine or not. Having blue skies and sunshine is kind of like the sprinkles on the cupcake. when we realize that the foundation for all abundance is basically our attitude, that is a huge game changer. Huge game changer. Because no longer will we have to turn to the world around us, whether it's nature, as illustrated by my comments of the blue sky and sunshine, or it is circumstances, whether or not you've got an extra $10,000, $2,000, or $20, or $2 in your bank account or your wallet. These are not the things that create the foundation of our abundance. Yet they are things that we look at and say, if I have this in abundance, I feel really good. Feelings are our choice. It's all about our thoughts first. Nothing exists that is not a thought first. And that is an interesting concept for a lot of people to wrap their heads around. It is hugely, hugely empowering to own that. With the Eckhart Tolle statement that I made at the beginning of the show, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life. Acknowledging the good means you have to think about that. You have to wrap your head around that. That's what acknowledging is. If I say to somebody, wow, we've got ourselves a great day today, I could mean that for any number of reasons. But the more I feel good about where I am, the more I feel happy, and I acknowledge that happiness for anything in my life. It could be the abundance of things. It could be the minuscule of things. I could be as thrilled for the abundance of sunshine, rainbows, and blue skies as I am for the smallest amount, anything else. Look at a toothpick. Look at an oak tree. This is a perfect example. I couldn't have thought of it. I mean, it just like pops into my head. I'm like, yay, thank you. So we look at the oak tree. And what does the oak tree give us? Oh, my gosh. The oak tree gives us shade. The oak tree gives us acorns. The oak tree gives birds a home. The oak tree gives us oxygen. Yes, ma'am and jammers, oxygen. So there's so much abundance that comes from being grateful for that oak tree. There's so much abundance that comes from the oak tree. The fact that we're grateful for it means we see it, we sense it, and we have so many opportunities to experience it. So now let's look at the toothpick. We're going from the macro to the micro. The toothpick might not be made of oak, but I'm just using a tree as an example, and I picked oak because it was the first one that popped in my mind. The toothpick is a little teeny tiny piece of a tree. Little teeny tiny piece of a tree. How many billions of toothpicks are in a giant oak? I don't know. Someday I may find out. Do some research on it, and it may pop into my awareness. But the idea is I can be just as grateful for that toothpick when I need a toothpick. And y'all know those times we need toothpicks, not just for our teeth anymore, and I don't use toothpicks on my teeth anymore, I use floss. But regardless, at the times I want a toothpick, what if I want to pick something up and hand it to you, such as a shrimp for dipping? Stick a toothpick in it and let you pick that up, then that way we don't have to touch the shrimp with our fingers, and you get to transport that shrimp to wherever you like. Olives, in other words, any kind of pokeable crudité. It doesn't work too good on carrots, it'll break. But any kind of soft crudité sitting on a plate that you wish, cheese and so forth, and you wish to transport it from one location to another, that toothpick is your best friend. Let's say you've got, and a lot of people do this, they take toothpicks and they clean under their fingernails. They take toothpicks and they clean the little spaces in between the keys on their keyboard of their computers. Toothpicks can be very, 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 very useful things. So the idea is it isn't an abundance of wood that's giving you the feeling of gratitude. It's what that idea, that object, that thing, that scenario is doing for you at the moment, in that moment, that causes the feeling that you are wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, that you are abundant in so much awesome energy. But it didn't have to be an abundant amount, right? So it is acknowledging the good that is the foundation for all abundance. when I acknowledge the fact that I am grateful as a Dickens for a pencil when I need it, an ink pen when I need it, and I'm holding it in my hand, you can't see this, but I'm holding an eraser, when I need an eraser, because I use a lot, I do a lot with pencil. I have a lot of mechanical pencils, and I tend to write in anything, whether it's a notebook or a phone book, my calendar, my schedule, my day planner. I write in pencil. Why? Because if I need to erase things, and I often do, I, by gosh, don't want to sit there and worry about what am I going to do if there's ink there. So I'm always grateful for pencils. A pencil can be the most abundant vehicle in my life when I really, really need it. But what I've found, and now I'm going to go from the talking about abundance and all the things that we could be feeling abundant about, whether or not we have them in mass quantity, which when people think of abundance, we think of mass quantity. I have an abundance of money. I have an abundance of friends. Now, what I'd like to do is touch on the fact of what it means to have this be the foundation for all abundance. Ah, there are many, many purveyors of positive thinking out there, or quantum theory thinking, which is that our thoughts create the world around us. It's not that we are thrust into a world that merely exists, that was created without our contributions in some fashion. And these quantum thought process folks really do believe that if we are thinking it and holding that vision, we will be led and guided the more we are investing our feeling and emotion into it. We will be led and guided to create that world. What we attach our feelings to, which gratitude is a feeling, we can demonstrate gratitude, but gratitude is a feeling. It's not a tangible thing. What we attach our feelings to with passion and purpose, we will create. And it doesn't matter what it is. We'll create it. And the interesting thing about it is we are so willing and so driven or trained to believe that this is not true, that things happen to us, not because of us, or that life merely exists because that's life and you're just kind of, you know, left in the dust if it works, doesn't work for you, and riding high on top of the world if it does work for you. But somehow, some way that had to be created. Look at everything in front of you right now, wherever you are. I happen to be sitting in a room that has a lot of wooden items in it, a lot of furniture in here. And the idea of all this furniture in here is that somebody had to create it. Somebody had to have the idea, the dream, the design, and be passionate enough about it to lay out a plan, draft some sort of pattern. Because I'm looking at bookcases, I'm looking at it's a dresser, but I use it to store things that are not clothing. I'm looking at a sideboard that has, it would be great in a dining room because you could put china and things in it, but I happen to have supplies, art supplies and things in it. Somebody had to draw out a pattern to create this so that they could cut the wood, they could drill the holes, they knew where to put the screws if that was necessary, and so on and so forth. All of the things that create these items that I eventually came to own and utilize for the purposes I need them. Same with the lamps, the curtains, the artwork. There's just a boatload of it around me. It all started with a thought first. And because the thought was acted upon and somebody put their energy, their enthusiasm, their passion, and they felt they were called to create this, I have these things here. It's the same for you. Everything was a thought first. A thought without the emotional attachment, the enthusiasm, the energy, the feeling that goes into seeing it to fruition, it doesn't exist. It can't exist. It's just a thought kind of floating around like air. But the minute somebody attaches that feeling, and I'll give you another example, to my immediate left is a book stand. And in the book stand happens to be a brand new book that I have out. It's called Foku, P-H-O-K-U, and it's photographs and haiku. I put them together. I created the word. There might be somebody else that wrote it, but I actually looked up in the dictionary and I didn't see it existed. So to all of us that create Foku, good for us. So here's my book. It started as an idea, as a thought. I was at the park one day. I was watching ducks. I happen to love to watch birds. I think birds are great. I'm not necessarily a bird watcher, but I love to watch them because they're funny. They get into each other's space, their faces, they chase each other around, they rumble and tumble. They're elegant, they're graceful. I love to watch them fly and soar and land in the water, and then to hear them talk. Geese honk, ducks quack. I will tell you that right now. Other birds shriek. And it's funny because once you know what the sounds are that they make, you could, even with your eyes closed, know what you're in the presence of, provided they're making noise. Well, whenever I'm around these birds, I start to feel something. It excites my energy. And what I did was I took my feelings and my thoughts about what I was seeing, and I took out my camera and I started taking photographs because I wanted to remember this. I wanted to come home and look at my pictures, upload them, or even print them off on my printer and have this physical thing to jog my memory of what a good time I had and how much fun it was. I also take a notebook with me when I go to the park. I have notebooks with me everywhere. They're always in my purse, my car, my bathroom next to my bed. They're everywhere because I'm a writer. It's what I do. And I started to jot down thoughts and feelings about my experiences at that moment at the park. And they were my feelings. And my feelings just kept growing and growing for what I was writing. And what I ended up doing was creating visuals by uploading the photographs. And then I went to a site, and I'll tell you what, it's called PicMonkey. You can either pay to use it or use it for free. And I added the text of what I had written to the photos, put them back on my computer, and then uploaded them into a book. So if you go to Annette Rochelle Aben on Amazon.com, you can find all my books. That's the latest, Foku. Got a bright blue cover. You can recognize it. But the point of even telling you about that is the thoughts of enjoying the park are just thoughts until I took a picture. I was moved. I had this feeling I wanted to do something different with it. And suddenly, I had an abundance of joy. I had an abundance of happiness, not only because I was really putting the feeling of being where I was into the moment, but now I could go back and show other people. I could say, hey, look at this picture of these geese. Aren't they great? Check this picture of these trees. Look at the beautiful sunlight on the lake where I just was. And I feel passionate about it, and I feel excited. And then that led me to take action. The action being bringing everything together, finding a way to do it, and then creating the final product. Four steps: thought, feeling, action, final product. It is the foundation for all abundance by acknowledging the good you have in your life, by acknowledging the good that I experienced in those moments. It laid a foundation for a lot of abundance. I had an abundance of photographs, an abundance of fabulous memories. I have an abundance of books now on Amazon because I keep doing things like this and creating stuff with it. But it's created an abundance of joy in my life. It's created an abundance of excitement in my life. It's created an abundance of money in my life. Why? Because I have things to sell. I have products in the marketplace. But I acknowledged the good I had in my life already. I did not, and I have to say, I don't go to the park and go, I wonder if I'm going to find that really perfect picture that I'm going to now turn into $1 billion. No, but by acknowledging the good I had in my life, feeling that, acknowledging it with my thoughts, being aware of it with my thoughts, but acknowledging it with my feelings, marrying it together, it lays the foundation for all the abundance in my life. Ever watch somebody who's like maybe the guest of honor at a birthday party or a retirement party? There's another good one for you. So let's say it's a retirement party, and that person's walking around, and maybe they've got a cocktail or a cup of coffee or something, you know, a beverage in their hand, and they're walking around, and they seem to be sort of like off in their own little world. Like their feet don't touch the ground as they're walking around. They're absorbing all the good. They're in that moment. And the more good that they absorb and the more good that they experience, the more good seems to come to them. If one person walks up and shakes their hand and says congratulations, and they're very much into that, and they acknowledge it, and it gives them that great feeling of joy, there might be five or six more people that follow in suit, not just because everybody's there for this party, but let's say the party's held at a restaurant, and you're in a private banquet room, and you walk out of that banquet room, and there's people out there have not a clue who you are, why you're in that room, or that you're the guest of honor. So maybe now people walk up and they make a comment to the, a compliment on your outfit. That's a smart suit you have on today. You know, I really like your hairstyle. Now, being in the moment and acknowledging all the good that you've already had, acknowledging it by owning the feelings, this is how I'm interpreting it. You may interpret it differently. You have now laid the foundation for more abundant energy, love, well wishes to come your way. Then maybe you go home and you find that there are a ton of phone calls waiting to wish you well, emails, texts, notes that came in the post box that day. Now let's take the next day when that's all in the past, we're sort of beyond it, it's behind us, and other things start coming to you in abundance. Just all of a sudden out of nowhere you have an abundance of flowers that spring up in your yard, or perhaps an abundance of offers to do things. And these could come from people that don't even have a clue that you've got the free time to do it. The idea is feeling good is a magnet. Feeling good is a magnet for drawing into your life more feeling good. Conversely, not feeling good is also a magnet for drawing into your life things that might not give you good feelings. It doesn't matter. This works either way. When you acknowledge the good in your life that you already have, be grateful for what is there already, own that feeling. You know, when we were kids, we were not raised in a household that said a prayer before a meal. However, a lot of our family members, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins were. It's just the way our family was. So when I would go to somebody's home, visiting friends, for instance, and we'd start to eat, and of course I'd get, you know, the look from my friend, or if I wasn't, you know, told in advance, hey, we say a prayer before our meal, because a lot of my friends just thought everybody did. So I learned really quickly to wait. Don't reach for that fork. Watch and see what everybody else is doing, because I didn't want to be disrespectful. And my parents found out I was disrespectful to somebody in that person's home. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It would be, like, not a comfortable thing for me when I got back. So I'd watch, and they'd say their prayers. And maybe what we were being grateful for was everybody having enough, everybody having, you know, one pork chop, one scoop of potatoes, one scoop of vegetables, one piece of bread, one glass of milk, as opposed to there being a buffet where we could just go back again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And I began to notice that felt good to be grateful for that meal. And what usually followed after being grateful for that meal was another meal coming along my way at some point to be grateful for, and then another meal coming along my way. And it might not have even been the meal. Maybe after the meal, we were grateful for the fact that the family took us out for a ride to the park, and we got to run around and be kids. Or maybe they called us into the living room, and we all got to play a board game. So we had more things to be grateful for. But that gratitude that we experienced with that meal, as humble or as ostentatious as it was, that feeling really did give us the opportunity to attract more that we could be grateful for. And those things come in abundance. They're everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Be grateful for the food you have today. It's going to lay the foundation for abundance for everything else in your life to come. Be grateful for the romance that you have in your life. It could be your puppy dog looks at you with them puppy dog eyes like, hey there, cutie, I like you. And who cannot look at an animal giving you a cute little look and not feel something inside like, ah, shucks, that animal thinks I'm cute. Of course, our response is, no, I think the animal's cute. But the idea is to acknowledge that good and stay in that moment. Own that feeling. Let it fill you from head to toe. Let it give you a reason to be smiling. You will automatically attract more reasons to smile, more reasons to be feeling good, more things that give you the energy that you can identify as an attitude of gratitude. Because the acknowledgement of all the good you have in your life is an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for the money that you have right now. You might have $100, you might have $1, you might have a penny. But the more you can be grateful for that penny and feel good about it and be excited about it and be happy about it, you are laying the foundation to attract more pennies to you. And I have a newsflash for you. 5 of those pennies makes a nickel. 20 of those nickels makes a dollar. 20 of those dollars makes a 20. And I mean, it's a snowball effect. Friends, be grateful. You got one friend? You got one really good friend you can count on? Okay? Maybe you've had a friend. You can be grateful for that. You can acknowledge the good. Think about that good friend that you had at one time, if you don't think you have any friends now. Think about that one friend that was in your life and all of the amazing joy that you shared. Good times, happiness, laughter. And it's going to lay the foundation for the multiplying of a lot more to feel good about, a lot more to acknowledge that is abundant in your life. It's not just happy, dappy, slappy words. This is the way it is. This is how it goes. This is the formula that allows us to be at the top of our game, floating in those clouds, being part of the blue sky, being happy as we can possibly imagine ourselves to be. And this is a side benefit. We also then are role models. We are also then the catalysts for transformation in the world. That whole be the change you want to see in the world, this is where it comes from. This is how it starts. By us acknowledging the good that we already have in our life, and allowing ourselves to own that feeling, to be connected to the gratitude of that, to tell ourselves, I will be grateful for this. Not maybe necessarily in a chastising way. A lot of times that happens to people. They say, you better be grateful for that or else. Or else what? Or else you're not grateful for it. But we don't need somebody to tell us, be grateful or else. We know what the or else causes. We know how the or else starts. And we know what we don't like about the or else. So that's kind of, it doesn't work anymore to do that, you know, warning thing. I'm warning you, be grateful or else. How about instead of warning ourselves to be grateful or else, we embrace the idea of gratitude. And as an experiment, because this show is live every Sunday, so today is the 17th of January, which means we will come back again and do another show on the 24th of January. What are you grateful for? Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/perspectivepower, or find me at Annette Rochelle Aben on Facebook. Either way, it doesn't really matter. And tell me what you're grateful for this week. Tell me what good you are acknowledging in your life that you have already. And I will put my energy into your statement to help you see more abundance in your life. I'm willing to do it because I know it works. I'm willing to do it because Eckhart Tolle knows it works. He said, acknowledge the good you already have in your life. It is the foundation for all abundance. That's our thought for today. That's our program for today. I cannot tell you how excited I am that you choose to tune in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. It is here on blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you share this program with people everywhere, because the podcasts are available 24/7, 365. That you visit the websites of award-winning artist David Martinka, whose music you hear in the background, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, hit me up. Facebook.com/perspectivepower, let me know. And we'll bring you on. You can show us how gratitude has worked in your life. You can show us how your attitude has helped create an abundance in your life. Share your perspective power with us.